There are several active fires in Northern and Southern California today, burning through thousands of acres and forcing people to leave their homes. We've been keeping an eye on the Kincaid Fire in Sonoma County since it started Wednesday night. It's now just 5% contained. And now there are other fires on the move in Southern California. Joining us now from the Command Center for L.A. County's Tick Fire is Sharon McNary, a reporter who covers infrastructure for KPCC. Hi, Sharon.
Hey there.
Give us a picture of what you're seeing now and what's going on there.
Well, I'm in the vast central park for Santa Clarita, which is a city north of Los Angeles, and hundreds of firefighters have been fed breakfast and sent out to relieve the firefighters who came on the scene yesterday. And gradually, those firefighters are like trickling in. They're dirty, they're sweaty, they're sooty, and they're being fed breakfast. We're just waiting for further word of how the fire has been going out in the field.
Yeah, I know it's been a long night for them. What are firefighters saying about the behavior and spread of this fire?
The fire has been spreading from a fairly remote area into the bounds of the city of Santa Clarita. It's moving in a south and west direction, being pushed on some pretty heavy winds. The winds have been sustaining about 20 miles an hour in some parts and gusting to 30 miles an hour.
So wow, heavy gusts.
Yeah, and they worry about the ember cast that can push embers forward to the fire and start new fires.
Right, because it's very hot and very dry. And then that wind, of course. What kinds of impacts are you noticing? We've heard of evacuations, school closures. What else is happening?
Well, because one of the major freeways is closed, that's put a lot of extra traffic on the surface streets. And that only serves to make it more difficult for the very many fire engines that have massed here to get out to their assignments. So that is a concern for firefighters to make sure that they're safe. Also, the firefighters are dealing in some areas with burning power poles and downed power lines. Mm. And so that's an additional hazard. There was also a lumber supply, a roofing supply place that burned yesterday that's now considered a hazardous material zone. So they have to keep that from polluting the air and water around it.
Yeah, speaking of those power poles that you brought up, there have been a lot of power outages in the state during this week's hot, windy weather. Was this community part of any planned blackouts? Do people have power where you are?
The place where the fire started was within the footprint of one of the places where Southern California Edison, our large utility, had shut off the power. But we don't know yet if they'd shut off the power before the fire started or after, so that's unclear. Most of the populated area of Santa Clarita does have power, but some areas on the fringes that are more served by rural power lines, those are the ones that we have seen taken down as a protective measure to keep them from sparking fires.
I see. Sharon, you've covered fires in Southern California for many years. What's on your mind as you're out there and you're thinking about today?
Yesterday, last night, they said at least six homes had burned, possibly more, and they wouldn't know until light of day. That's today. So the work of going through the neighborhoods and figuring out what's burned, if they can keep this fire to, you know, less than a handful of homes burned, that would be quite amazing. You never really know when you go into a fire if it's going to be one of those handful of fires, homes burned, or, you know, massive destruction.
Yeah, absolutely. Sharon McNary covers infrastructure for KPCC and is reporting today on fires burning in Southern California. Sharon, thank you so much.
You bet. Happy to help.